From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Protests have returned this week to the Capital Region and Hudson Valley. On September 23rd, protesters in Albany lurked all night in front of the governor's mansion after police in Louisville were not charged for murdering Breonna Taylor. On September 24th, protesters took to the streets after former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablove was acquitted of all charges related to his handling of the investigation into the police killing of Edson Thebelin in 2016. On September 25th, there is a protest about the Breonna Taylor case at 5:30 p.m. in Albany at Townsend Park. At the same time, in Saugerties, pro-Black Lives Matter protesters gather at Market and Main Street. On September 26th at 9 a.m. in Kinderhook, there is a Justice for Harold Handy rally. Handy was beat up at a July 4th party in Kinderhook hosted by a Columbia County deputy sheriff, and little information has come out from the investigation that is now being run by the state police. At 1 p.m. September 26 in Poughkeepsie, there is a We Still Can't Breathe demonstration at the walkway over the Hudson. At 2 p.m. in Troy, there is a Stand with Breonna Taylor demonstration on Front Street. At 3 p.m. in Albany at Jennings Landing, there is a Black Trans Lives Matter event. And then on September 27th in Ellenville, there is another Black Lives Matter rally at 6 p.m. at 124 Canal Street. Robert Gabbin is reporting for the Times Union. It took Columbia County Judge Jonathan Nichols less than 3 hours September 24th to acquit former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Ablove of all charges, including perjury and allegations that he misrepresented a grand jury presentation to clear the police sergeant who killed Edson Thebelin in 2016. The 51-year-old Ablove was facing possible prison time and the loss of his law license if convicted. Ablove told reporters in the Rensselaer County courtroom, and I quote, "I have maintained my innocence in this matter since the very first day. I've never indicated at all that I did anything wrong because I believe I didn't do anything wrong," end quote. Ablove praised his attorney, William Dreyer, who earlier in the day argued that Ablove acted in good faith. Dreyer and his client both said Nichols was an impartial judge of the facts, and the former prosecutor waived his right to a jury trial in favor of having Nichols decide the case. Nichols dismissed the case in 2018 before it was reinstated on appeal. Thebelin's mother, Gertha DePass, attended the trial every day. She told the Times Union she was, and I quote, "not surprised at all," end quote, by Nichols' verdict. DePass said, and I quote, "I believe it was already planned. Nichols was never intending to find him guilty anyway," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A group of investors has purchased Carl's Rip Van Winkle Motor Lodge in Catskill and its adjacent restaurant for $1.1 million. Captown LLC completed the transaction in February. Green County Industrial Development Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schack said the motel and restaurant will be rehabilitated and winterized to become a year-round destination called Camptown. The project is estimated to be a $7.1 million investment and will be managed by Rivertown Lodge in Hudson. Van Schack said Camptown is one of several motel revitalization projects in the area. The Camptown investors include Sam Corris, co-founder of Alchemy Ventures, Brendan McDermott, Senior Director of Finance and Strategy at Sotheby's, Stephen Wendell, CEO of Mountain Shore Properties, and Ryan Reich of Mountain Shore Properties and RSW Investments. The group hired Taconic Engineering for the project, and their plans were presented to the Catskill Town Board in July. They intend to add 10 units to the motel, along with a greenhouse, plus additions to 19 cabins and a parking lot. Contractors will also have to connect with the municipal sewer and water system and add sidewalks and ramps to the main hotel. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney is reporting for Politico New York. The number of women running for the state legislature has hit an all-time high, higher than the record set just 2 years ago. A total of 119 women will be on the November ballot with the support of a major party for 213 legislative seats, a notable increase from 105 in 2018. The GOP has made some progress toward gender balance. 31 of the 151 Republican candidates are women, up from 26 in the last election. Of the 141 Democrats running for the Assembly's 150 seats, 65 of them, or 46%, are women. Brett McSweeney, president of Eleanor's Legacy, an organization that recruits, trains, and funds women candidates, said, and I quote, "Pro-choice women are given an example every day, certainly at the federal level, about how they're being failed by this government and this administration," end quote. She added, and I quote, "In order to make change, they need to be a part of this change," end quote. And McSweeney said, "Recent high-profile victories have helped." She said, and I quote, "They're seeing they can run and win," end quote. Democrat Brittany Vogel, a 28-year-old manager at a Kinderhook supermarket who is challenging Republican Assembly member Jake Ashby, said the changing style of campaigning has also helped open the door for candidates who may have been unlikely contenders just a few years ago. Vogel said, and I quote, "With social media, I think that's a game changer for candidates like me. These grassroots candidates who come from the working class actually trying to make their way through into the seats of power," end quote. Read the full story at politico.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.